Nima, a community within Accra, one of the densely populated, is characterized by slums and virtually no proper systems. The large number of people living in the community, coupled with the challenges of lack of public toilets and waste containers, give room for highly appalling insanitary conditions. The extent of poor sanitation, such as open gutters at lorry stations and market centers, choked with polythene bags stuffed with human excreta, is said to be dangerous to human survival. It is a disturbing spectacle, particularly as the situation keeps worsening by the moment. In my quest to find how best as a people we can improve on our poor sanitation, my focal lenses dropped on this community, Nima. I spoke to some residents who lay the blame at the doorstep of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, AMA. The people say the assembly's failure to collect refuse generated from the area on time and the charging of high fees by refuse container attendants for dumping refuse in the big waste containers accounts for the poor attitude of the people to proper sanitation.
The issue with this gutter is getting us worried. This is because people who collect refuse from house to house as a form of business end up dumping them in the gutter. Also, the location of the refuse containers are very far from our homes. This is also one major reason why we dump our refuse in the gutter.
Residents of Nima, however, believe that the situation can be changed. They are therefore appealing with government to bring in more waste containers to be stationed closer to their homes. The resident also suggests that existing laws are enforced, while those who flout the assembly's bylaws are fined to serve as a deterrent to others and also as a lesson to the culprits.
From your fear to the way dumping, a much cheaper.
The cost involved is very expensive, so we are pleading with AMA to reduce the cost and bring in more containers, which will be positioned close to us.
It is my hope that efforts by government and indeed the President Nana Akufo-Addo yield the desired results, as poor sanitation has ripple effects on human lives and can cost the country lots of money in the event of an outbreak of a disease resulting from insanitary conditions. Let us, with a unified front, work at keeping Ghana clean, for cleanliness, they say, is next to godliness.
Gloria Lagi filed that report.